Hello, I'm Steve Ashley. Welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes, this week focusing on the music of 1942. This is the third in the series of shows of music from the 1940s, working my way through the decade year by year. 1942 saw the start of the strike by the American Federation of Musicians against the recording companies, which refused to pay royalties to musicians. It lasted for 2 years, becoming the longest ever entertainment strike. The songwriters, of course, kept right on, composing music for films, such as the 1942 comedy Give Out Sisters, which starred the Andrews Sisters and which launched the Pennsylvania Polka. Dorian Chadwick and the Compton Christie in the Town Hall Osset, Yorkshire, with the Pennsylvania Polka, recorded in 1994. The recording ban didn't extend to Europe, and some US radio stations which relied on records got into trouble with the unions for importing new material from Europe. One such import would almost certainly have been I Wish You Love, composed in 1942 and recorded by French singer Charles Trenet. It wasn't picked up by an American singer until 1957, when Keeley Smith included it, along with new English lyrics, on an album. Buddy Cole taped this version on his Willits & Morton Studio Hybrid pipe organ in North Hollywood in 1964. We'll be right back. Many of us will remember the Frank Iafield hit of 1962, which launched him and his yodeling to fame, I Remember You. The song had been composed in 1942 by Victor Schertzinger, with lyrics by Johnny Mercer, and was introduced in a Dorothy L'Amour musical, The Fleet's Inn. The movie also featured the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra, and it, along with the Harry James Band and others, recorded the song before the recording ban became effective at the beginning of August. This short version by Watson Holmes and the Blackpool Opera House Wurlitzer was taken from a longer medley by Derek Marsh of DeRoy Records. Another memorable hit from that same Dorothy L'Amour movie, The Fleet's Inn, was the big band standard Tangerine, also composed by Schertzinger and Mercer. Ronald Curtis taped this arrangement for the concert recording label, featuring the Compton in the Davenport Theatre, Stockport, in Lancashire. Thank you. taken from a private recording session of the Barton Organ in the Redford Theatre, Detroit, Michigan. That was John Lauter with Matt Gordon and Harry Warren's I Had the Craziest Dream, which was first featured in the 1942 film Springtime in the Rockies. It was one of the two songs that would stand the test of time, the other being Chattanooga Choo Choo, which had been composed by Gordon and Warren the year before. One song that narrowly missed the recording ban and wasn't featured in any film of the time was One Dozen Roses, composed by Walter Donovan and bandleader Dick Jurgens. The song charted for the bands of Glenn Gray, Harry James and Dick Jurgens, along with a vocal version by Dinah Shore. Vic Hammett taped this track on the Wurlitzer in the Granada Theatre Tooting in 1972, on an album that fulfilled a lifelong ambition to record that instrument. The so-called American Dime Store LP labels can provide some very interesting tracks at times, although they can be very light on artist and venue details. This next item comes from a Bell release that features one of the only known recordings of the Kimball in the lobby of the massive Roxy Theatre, New York. It's Bill de Perry Berget with Trio, and I suspect that Mr. Berget was a fictitious name of somebody moonlighting for extra cash. In any event, this is another Matt Gordon and Harry Warren number, and it comes from the 1942 Glenn Miller film Orchestra Wives, Serenade in Blue.
Thank you.
I'd be remiss if I didn't include one song from a Fred Astaire movie of 1942. You Were Never Lovelier co-starred the incomparable Rita Hayworth, and in addition to the title song, the film introduced Dearly Beloved, The Shorty George, and I'm Old Fashioned, all from the pens of Jerome Kern and that well-travelled lyricist, Johnny Mercer. Since I have just one theatre pipe solo of the latter, the choice of artists wasn't hard. Here's Buddy Nolan and The Page in the Embassy Theatre, Fort Wayne, Indiana. I'm Old Fashioned, with Buddy Nolan playing the Page organ in the theatre for which he was at least partially responsible for saving, the Embassy, Fort Wayne. Today's final 1942 selection goes to a song that yet again was introduced by the Andrews Sisters and subsequently went on to be a big hit, also for Glenn Miller. The film was Private Buckaroo, but paradoxically, it co-starred not the Miller Band, but that of Harry James. From the 2005 Pipe Organ Extravaganza, held in the Rialto Square Theatre, Joliet, Illinois, here's Mark Herman on grand piano and Jelani Ellington on a Walker 351 virtual theatre organ with Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree with Anyone Else But Me. Thank you. That's all for today. Thanks for your company on this trip back to the music of 1942. I'll be back next week with music written in, as you probably guessed, 1943. Until then, this is Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes signing off. Bye for now.